In 1945, we come to Agholds, the first church in Tullow Group that we visit. I've a fond memory of Agholds, particularly because the very first service I went to in the diocese in July 2006 on a Saturday evening was a youth service there, and I remember the atmosphere and the warm hospitality. I also remember the Bible reading marathon that I was once part of there as a great fundraiser and community event. So we think of all who care for and worship there. And we think about the year 1945, the year the war ends and the bombs are dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. Not only does the war end, the nature of warfare is changed forever, because nuclear war cannot be connected with the old just war theory, which was very much at the heart, interestingly enough, of Christian theology. The idea that war could be used as a last resort, that there were certain circumstances and tests that had to be satisfied if it was resorted to, and the aim of war should always be to restore good relations with the other country, indeed the enemy, afterwards, once the deed was done and the point was made. Of course, in a nuclear situation, there may be nobody left to restore relations with, but the just war theory is not easily reconciled with a nuclear world. And from then on, the world lives with the capacity to destroy itself, perhaps even by nuclear accident. And I'll talk about the events at Chernobyl in a later reflection. And the world now can destroy itself many times over. Christians argue endlessly about the morality, particularly of the second nuclear bomb, and whether there was any justification for it. Whatever about the first, and that's another question. And they argue about, of course, the morality of nuclear deterrence too, the stockpiling of weapons for the express purpose that they should never be used because their very existence stops anybody else launching a first strike. Christians also note that Hiroshima Day is also Transfiguration Day, August the 6th. The day of the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain. And there's an uncanny parallel between the biblical descriptions of the blinding light that surrounded Jesus and the witnesses' descriptions of the blinding light that accompanied the nuclear explosion and the mushroom cloud. Certainly on August the 6th, 1945, the world is transfigured in a way that is truly frightening. In the midst of the blinding light, we move into a new era when we can rapidly destroy ourselves, when we can end what we believe God began, where supposed scientific enlightenment has brought us back to the Garden of Eden, where humankind first dangerously aspires to play God. As Yeats would have said, no doubt it's considered a cliched thing, but he would have said of 1945 and its impact on warfare, everything is now changed, utterly.